Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go, people. Jesus Christ. We are live. Thank you for joining us on the Eric Terrell Show. It is October 5th, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard, if you're listening live. And if you are listening live, I urge you to call in to talk about these mad, mad women, these mad, mad women and their hair and makeup. You can do so at 646-595-3259. You hear me? Thank you. Asia Downey. Here, 1 second. There we go. Asia Downey.
Okay, you hear me?
Yeah, I got you now.
Okay. It's all good.
Oh, yeah. Technical difficulties. Here we go. Listen here, people. I turned 25 on Saturday, and I want to thank everybody from the depths. I'm talking about the recesses of my heart. Thank you so much for all of the sacrificial effort in throwing me such a magnificent surprise party. The surprise party was Jesus Christ. It was epic. It could not have been more epic. And I thank everybody for the party, and I thank everybody who sent in all of those videos that we watched. Everybody who participated in the roast. The roast was awesome. And I just want to thank all of my support team, all of my family, all of my colleagues, everybody. I love everyone. I'm so happy to be 25. You know, I look at people like Chris Rock and Kevin Hart and Will Smith, Barack Obama, if you will. I look at every single person other than myself, and I say, you know what? I would not trade my life for theirs. You understand? I am so happy to be me, and I am so happy to have who I have. I am so happy, and I'm so grateful, and I love everybody. I love everybody, and I love my life, and I love what I'm doing, and I love all of you and what all of you are doing, and I appreciate everybody so very much. After the hilarious historic roast on my birthday, we sat there. I was in my throne. I had a big old throne, Asia, and I had a cane. And I had it was awesome, and we watched videos, and you know who was in the videos, you know. Asia Downing.
I have no idea.
Asia Downing showed up. Asia Downing, who everybody knows because of years and years of co-hosting the Eric Terrell Show, my beautiful, hilarious, wonderful big sister. I thank you for the video, Asia. I thank you so much. It was awesome.
Of course. You know, I did want to be there. I got my notice to come, like, to 2 weeks, and I was like, oh, I really want to come. And, you know, it didn't happen, but I'm glad that they came up with the idea for the video, because I was like, oh, of course, yes. How long can it be? Can I make it like 20 minutes? They're like, no, can't be 20 minutes because I was going to take up too much time. So I kept it simple. They weren't going to let me send a movie, but it was cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, I had to say.
Yeah. Awesome. Now, Asia, I want to say that obviously we know you're from Florida, and we know that there's a hurricane. Hurricane Matthew is coming through Florida. So we want to keep your family in prayer. We want to make sure that we're all thinking about Asia's family and everybody in Florida. I'm so sad that these natural disasters happen, but everybody's all right so far, though. Am I right? I mean, everybody's just preparing.
Yeah, it hasn't touched down yet. It's supposed to touch down sometime Thursday. And actually, I think, I mean, as long as you're prepared, because people that don't really understand hurricanes, it's more so the rain factor. I mean, the winds can get, they are winds that can get up to, I think they're like 120 miles per hour. The winds knocking things down and projecting things, you know, flying things outside. So as long as you're inside, you will be okay. But the flooding factor is more major because it's a lot and a lot and a lot of rain. So if you're in an area that floods really bad, or if you're near the beach, those are the ones that are being evacuated. And we haven't had a hurricane directly touch us since 2005, since I was in high school. So I haven't realized how long it's been. So people are, you know, getting back to, you know, everybody's putting their shutters up and getting water and canned food, because, you know, you could be without power for days. But, you know, as long as you prepare yourself, you should be fine. But, yes, please keep them in their prayers for the people that won't be prepared, or that may be going days, maybe weeks. It's happened before, weeks without water and power. So the aftermath is more so the bad devastation with these hurricanes. But my family, they're sitting tight. They got the shutters up. They got all the canned foods and the bag of noodles. They chilling, waiting for the thing to pass.
Nice. They chilling. Cool. That's what we want to hear. I hope they keep chilling. I hope everything's all good. I hope they don't get hit at all. Let alone get hit hard. So we want to keep Asia's families in prayer. And everyone in Florida, we know, if anyone knows, it would be you. I mean, you grew up in Florida, the Sunshine State, and you know how these things happen. Now, Lisa Du Bois, Reverend now, she's been on our show year after year, and she's back again in our fifth anniversary season. Lisa Du Bois will be back joining us. Author of My Men, Myself, My God, ordained reverend. You heard me say reverend. She was minister, Lisa Du Bois. Now she's ordained, and we know that she's also a seasoned cosmetologist. And hopefully she's able to call in. I know she's in a very important meeting right now, but hopefully she gets to join us. I'll be at the Punchline Philly tonight. If you aren't doing anything tonight, you can catch me at the Punchline Comedy Club in Philadelphia, and this weekend at Victoria Freehouse in Philadelphia. Now, here we go. Finally, we're starting off late, but I'm all over the place. My life has been in fast forward, and I had to thank everybody about the party and about my birthday as well, especially since I didn't have a phone for the past 6 days. But here we go. Sorry, people. Here we go. This is our latest start of all time, but we're getting started. It's time to do a show. Okay. Now, listen here. Okay, does too much hair and makeup make a woman artificial? Now, how tough is that question? How deep is that question? Now, first of all, I want to ask this question two different ways, because too much can mean two different things in that question. The first too much in the question, does too much hair and makeup make a woman artificial, is too much meaning too much at once, meaning way too much hair, way too much makeup at one time, okay? Does too much hair and makeup for that particular event, or, you know, for the gym, or just too much at one time, does that make her artificial at that moment? The other too much, I think, is the more important too much, and that is the habitual too much, meaning does thinking too much about hair and makeup make a woman artificial? By that I mean, it's a habit for you to always be concerned. You gotta have your hair, gotta have your makeup. It's not that you do too much at once, it's just that you always need it. You always need it. Maybe you don't wear it to the gym, but you always need it. You always need it every weekend, or you always need it every other day, or just way too habitually. You don't overdo it, but you can't live without it. There you go. Now, I don't have numbers this time, Asia, but I did go to psychologytoday.com, and I found a few psychological effects that makeup and hair have, or maybe just makeup. I don't know if there's anything on about hair on here, but this is psychologytoday.com, and first of all, wearing makeup can significantly alter other people's perceptions of a woman's personality, hence all the different colors, you know. So now we know that perception is reality. So if your makeup can make people think something about you, then maybe it's giving you a reality that you didn't create, or it's giving you some kind of effect that you don't deserve the credit for. But anyway, that's one thing. And it also says here that women like red lipstick because women with red lips are, in fact, perceived as more attractive. It also says that foundation appears foundational, perhaps because it evens the skin tone and therefore gives a stronger impression of health and symmetry. And foundation is widely recognized as enhancing beauty. All right. We know that eyeliner and eye stuff, eye makeup, all that kind of jazz is made to enhance or to highlight a woman's eyes, obviously. So it's if you have beautiful eyes, people see your eyes more than the people with less eyeliner. So anyway, those are just some things. Now, now my quick opinion before we get to Asia and my special guest, who is patiently waiting on the phone, I want to say, Asia, that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and I also want to say that if you care a lot about makeup, and if you care a whole lot about your hair, then maybe you don't really understand how beautiful you are, or maybe you just don't think you're beautiful. Maybe. I'm saying maybe because I'm walking on thin ice. I'm treading in dangerous territory here. But that's kind of how I feel. Personally, I'm jealous. I let that be known. I'm jealous because men can't do that. We can't just get pretty. You know, we don't have things that can make us sexy. You know, I can brush my hair, and I can lotion my face, but I can't just say I'm gonna get real pretty for this event because it matters that I'm pretty for this event. Not really. You know, I am what I am, and that's it. But with all that being said, I do like a nice weave, and I do like well done makeup. But I think if you think too much about your hair and makeup, then maybe you need to spend some of that time thinking about yourself and thinking about how pretty you really are beneath all the hair and makeup. Asia, what you got?
Well, I'm going to try and keep it short and sweet because I know we got our speaker coming up. I'm not going to divvy too much into hair because I feel like hair and makeup, when you're talking about women, these are two totally different subjects. So you're a man, you didn't know. Shame on you for putting these two together on the show. But we can't talk about both. So we're going to talk about makeup. I do have a number for you because I feel like every woman at some point in her life has put on some kind of makeup because, like you said, it's an enhancement. It doesn't have to be necessarily something crazy, but, like, if you put on lip gloss or if you put on mascara, if you just put, like, some bronzer on or you just something to enhance any type of thing in your face. And I feel like a lot of women have done that. Now, I do know that techniques has been building and it advances every day. I do think that some of these techniques have gotten, I would say, out of hand, but there's difference between everyday makeup enhancing and totally changing your look. Now, I know you've probably seen these videos where these girls look like one person, and then they turn around and they look like a totally different person. Like, that's not makeup. That's like a mask. That's a disguise. That's you trying to hide from the cops.
Yeah.
Like, there should be no way that you look that. And a lot of these girls, like, yeah, they look, they think they look ugly, but it's I feel like it's doing more harm than it is doing good. Now, if you want to get, if you want to do makeup for an occasion, for pictures, or even if you're in the profession where you're an actress and you have to do stage makeup, that's different too. We're not going to the grocery store wearing stage makeup or, you know, contouring our face. Those are, I think women are they're learning these techniques and it's nice. They're trying to enhance their beauty, but these are for glamour and magazines and being on TV, being on camera, because When you're taking pictures and I see, like, Instagram videos and stuff, like, yes, it looks nice, but in person, it looks crazy as hell. Like, I'm not even gonna lie. Like, up close in person, it does not look good, and these ladies need to know that, like, if you're in the profession of doing makeup and you have to do these, you know, tutorials and stuff like that, kudos, because makeup is not easy. Doing it on different types of faces, different types of color, because I have an experience of not being done correctly because my skin tone is different than everybody else's. Like, you know, to be able to match, it's a, like, it's a beautiful thing, and I love how they're doing these techniques. But, ladies, just, you need to go out the house one day, at least one day out of the week, with nothing on your face. Like, you put chapstick on. That's it.
You got to.
A color gloss, because you're harming yourself. You're wasting too much money. And you don't need it. You really don't need it for every day. It's not, the makeup is not meant for that to be done every day. I have girls that, like, when they come to work, that's one thing. Like I said, they're doing these contouring things. You're making yourself look crazy before you even put the makeup on. Like, contouring, you do not need to contour your face, okay? I don't even think models need to contour your face, because even if you're going on a cover of a magazine, they're going to change it anyway. They're gonna change it anyway.
Yeah.
They're getting you. It's all a hoax. They're trying to get you to buy these new products to thin your face and make yourself glow and pucker your lips and all this stuff. And you don't need it. Like, you're not running down the middle of the runway. You're not doing the news. You're not hosting the Oscars. You're getting me this, and then it ruins it, because if you look like this every day, you can't get done up. Like, what happens when you get married and you have to take wedding photos? Or if you do have to, you know, you become famous and you have to, or you do a play, or you have to go sing in the opera and stuff like that. Like, there's no difference. You look the same. You have to have these levels of this. You want to go from being beautiful and then enhancing those beautiful features, you know, for that specific purpose. Like you said, I think that women need to realize that it is an enhancement, is not supposed to be a disguise, and these women are disguising themselves.
Who are
and
you?
Men, it's making it hard for men. Men won't trust us. They'd be like, I want to go swimming with you. Every date is going to turn into a water sport or water-based date, because they don't trust you and they want to see if your eyebrows are real. Women are only harming us. The women, cut it out. Stop it. Put the contour brush down.
Oh, Asia, you are awesome. And my special guest is also awesome. She's just been ordained reverend. She is a seasoned veteran on the Eric Terrell Show. Okay, this is her fifth straight year. She's here every time she has time for us. When she doesn't have time for us, she's not here, because she's very busy. She's an author, author of My Men, Myself, My God. So, my God, get that book. And she's a seasoned cosmetologist. She is a cosmetologist. She does hair. This is her thing. So we want to welcome back to the show one of our favorite people, Reverend. It is Reverend now. That's what you say, right? Reverend, you aren't ordained like that. Yeah, Reverend.
That's fine, Eric.
Yeah. excuse my ignorance. Reverend Lisa DeBoer, what's happening?
What's going on? What's going on? You're real silly, but I appreciate the introduction. I appreciate the introduction.
You're welcome. You can jump right in. I'm sorry we took a while getting to you. But I'm glad Asia
no,
has had it because that was
no, that's okay. That's okay. I was listening to what Asia was saying. I was listening to some of your points too, and I know your topic is hair and makeup and are women being fake when they wear hair and makeup? And I would want to say I don't think it's from a standpoint of a woman trying to be fake. I think it's a deeper issue a lot of times with younger women who wear a lot of hair and makeup, and you have to really start with the self-esteem issues. Because I can remember when I was growing up and weaves was first coming out and I was experimenting with makeup, one of the primary reasons I wore weave and makeup at the age of 14 and 15 is because I didn't think I was pretty. And then I had to, when I would go sit in front of the TV, I would see these images coming across my TV screen, which said, this is beauty. So I tried to imitate that beauty as best as I could. And I think that's what a lot of the young girls are doing today with hair and makeup, because we have to take in consideration that there's a lot of reasons why people will wear hair and makeup. Sometimes it's medical, and sometimes they have to wear hair. Sometimes they have to wear strong makeup if there's a discoloration in their skin or different things of that magnitude. So it's not always about a woman trying to be fake or trying to be something that she's not. It's definitely about it being a necessity in some cases. And then in other cases, she thinks it's a necessity because, as Asia mentioned, that they don't feel pretty without it, and they want to look a certain way, and you can totally transform your appearance. You can look like a totally different person. For example, let's use Beyonce, who happens to be one of my favorite singers, but if you look at pictures of Beyonce, they can make Beyonce look like she's Caucasian, she could look Asian, she could look African-American, and she could look Dominican just by the changing of makeup, you know.
True.
And we would expect that because she's a celebrity. You know,
right.
I think it would have to depend on the individual. So I wouldn't really necessarily just call women, you know, fake or think that that would be appropriate to say if they do that. I really think it's a underlying issue to make them kind of navigate to excessive hair and excessive makeup.
Right. Got you. All of that seems fantastic. Now, I feel like most of what you hit on, Reverend, is why they wear it. You know,
mm-hmm.
But what about like what if they do too much? Because you do agree that it can be overdone. And I don't know if you
listened
to the very beginning of my show when I define the two definitions of too much makeup or hair and makeup.
No, I missed that. What was your definition?
But the first thing I was saying is that it can be too much at once, meaning too much for a particular event or too much for that day, or trying too hard at any particular time. And the second definition was maybe you just think about it too much. Maybe it's just a habit that you always need it. Like, you don't overdo it, but you always need it. You can't live without it. When does a woman know it's too much?
Say that question one more time.
When does a woman know that they're doing too much?
In some cases, I don't think they know because they keep doing it. And to them, it's acceptable, you know. But I would definitely say that too much would be, you know, you can go into a grocery store and you see some women look like they're ready to go on stage. I mean, that's apparently, that's obviously, you know, too much, you know. For the person that's beholding or looking at her, it would be too much. But then you have to determine it's not too much for that particular woman or that particular female. I think it really boils down to everybody's personal preference, because I could definitely say it's too much and think it's too much, but the person wearing it really wouldn't think that it's too much. So I think when we look at makeup, being a person that had to teach makeup, we actually teach it from a standpoint in school. When I had to teach makeup, we actually teach that there are different looks. There is a day look. There is an evening look. There is a fantasy look. There is a bridal look. You know, those are the four basic looks to makeup. You know, but now we are so overboard. You know, everything is dramatized and everything is larger than life. You know, and I think that has a lot to do with, yes, social media. Nobody's life is private anymore. You could go on YouTube and see Kim Kardashian's tutorial on how to do eyebrows or how to do lashes or how to do whatever it is, you know, she's trying to do. And people duplicate, they want to imitate that and they want to duplicate that.
Yeah.
You know, and so recently, what I just learned about recently is Alicia Keys has a no makeup campaign. She's not even wearing makeup anymore. She's just going natural. You know, and then I think it also goes into that we just really need to get back to learning to value ourselves and seeing the beauty within our own self. You know, prior to the makeup. I mean, and for the most part, for me, it's really nothing wrong with makeup. I like makeup myself, but, you know, when it's done in an overkill, I really think that there's a bigger message or a deeper message behind the makeup. And I like the terminology that your co-host used. She said it's a mask, it's a disguise, and it is when it comes down to that. And you have to really get to the core and find out what is the person trying to cover up. And we never can see what they're trying to cover up because it's something internal that's going on with the individual.
Yeah. Now, Ava, you have any questions or comments on what you heard?
I don't know. I agree wholeheartedly. We're women, so we know what's going on firsthand. And I do think that things trend and they come back around. I hope that, you know, the makeup thing just gets so crazy and ridiculous that people just, you know, like, I'm tired of spending $100 just blush. And they just come back to being natural because that is the real beauty. You can find that shows a lot, like she said, self-esteem-wise and confidence, that if you can go out, you know, bare face, a face that God gave you in the first place, then you can do a lot with it. It is okay to occasionally get dressed up because that's what we do. We like putting on clothes. We like getting dressed up. We like putting on makeup. We like feeling pretty, but you should know, you know, there's a thin line between both. So if you can, I feel like if you as a person can, you know, be confident enough to go outside with no makeup, and then you can, you know, go on and put, I guess what they say, like excessive or a lot of makeup. It's not really being fake. It's just being a woman. It's a part of who we are. So,
yeah.
The hair, we like being pretty. We like going out. We like getting glammed up. So, but you have to,
Now, we've got about 5 minutes left here. And for our live listeners, this is Blog Talk Radio. On Blog Talk Radio, the live show ends 5 minutes early. So I want to say toodles, and thanks for listening to all of the live listeners. One thing I definitely want to ask. What I'm getting from both of you is that yes, too much hair and makeup, caring too much about hair and makeup does make a woman artificial. Or is that too big of a word?
I probably will use the word superficial in some cases. But then I have to be careful because it could be both. You know, I have to be careful because I still think that there is, you know, that self-esteem issue. I have encountered young women who were sitting in my classroom and would not go outside the classroom to go home without a weave. They had to finish their hair weave, which they were pretty. They didn't see what I saw, but it's just that serious. So in that case, it's a self-esteem issue. And then in the other case, it is perhaps, trying to perpetuate an image that they see that they want to be and not appreciating themselves for who they are. And then you got to also remember that a lot of not just the millennials, but also those in my generation, a lot of women really just don't know who they are, actually, and they're trying to figure it out, you know. And if you don't have a strong and positive role model in front of you, as a female, you'll do the next best thing to figure it out. You'll turn on YouTube and you'll start looking at the Kardashians and you'll start looking at the other celebrities who nobody tells us they don't wake up like this. As much as I love Beyonce, she did not wake up like this, okay? She had to go through a process. She had to go through a process to get herself to look like that before she goes out in public. And no, I'm not trying to be funny, Eric. Stop laughing. But I'm serious.
I'm sorry.
Because... because to be honest with you, we all know that Beyonce does not have long, golden, blonde, wavy hair flowing down her back. That's just not it, you know. And then we also have to take in consideration when she's on stage and when she's doing her thing that they have so many different lights on her that the lights create contour, it creates pockets, it creates illusions, it creates all these things, these different things that we see, which is tricking our eye, like your co-host say, the skies or a mask, and then we go home, or the young lady or whoever go home, and they try to duplicate this image, and as she said, they come outside looking crazy because you don't look like Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? So,
Now, real quickly, I've got to ask this question. I'm squeezing this in here because we should be ending the show. We should be ending the show right now, but this has been on my mind. Obviously, I'm a man. I'm doing a show about hair and makeup. That's the name of the show, the title of this episode. And a lot of times men are out of line. A lot of times men think they can tell a woman or kind of suggest things about what a woman should do. Now, if you're say the woman's boyfriend or just any other man in a woman's life, do you have that jurisdiction? Should a man care about a woman's hair and makeup, or does a man have, or is a man completely out of his right to say something or to feel something about how much hair and makeup, or what a woman's doing with their hair and makeup?
I think it's from it. I really think it depends on the man. I mean, I've been and I've heard in situations where sometimes, a lot of times men will not like a lot of hair and makeup, and they will prefer that the woman have natural hair or no makeup, you know. And I can remember in my neighborhood just getting off the SEPTA bus, and a gentleman, I don't know who he was, he didn't know me, and I have a head, my hair is full of locks, head full of locks, and he said to me, "Thank you for wearing your natural hair." And I looked at him, and I said, "You're welcome." I didn't even know it was that deep. I said, "You're welcome," but some men... that's their preference. And I also think that sometimes women will take offense when a guy will say, "Oh, you don't need that hair, or you don't need to wear makeup, you don't need this." And really what he's trying to say in an off way is that you're beautiful, that you don't really need it. But it's not perceived that way. It's not taken that way, because a lot of times a woman or a young lady will take it as, "He's trying to tell me what to do," and that's a masculine communication, but that's really not what the man is saying. What he actually is saying, if you decode it, he's saying that you're beautiful. That's what he's actually trying to say.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was just gonna say, as far as guys, I feel like you. I was listening to the radio actually last week, and this guy actually wanted to break up with this with his girlfriend because she was always wearing weave and makeup. And I think to avoid that early on in the relationship, like, it's sad. I don't say it's really sad, but one of the things that needs to come up is, especially if you're a woman, you have to let your man see you in your natural state. I have coworkers that, you know, we as black women, we do wear extensions. And I was, one of my girlfriends was talking about taking her hair down. And I was like, "Well, why don't you get your boyfriend to do that?" And she's like, "My guy's never seen my real hair." And I thought about it. And I remember her saying that they have been together for a while. Like, I'm talking about years. I'm like, your man has never seen your natural hair. Like, you just go to, he goes to the salon, gets it done, comes back, and has weed. Like, it's different renditions of weed, like long, short, bob, whatever, but never seen or probably felt the hair growing on your scalp. Like, I think that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
I wouldn't trust it. I mean, I would, it would worry me a little bit. Like, we have kids, what kind of our hair is our kids going to have? Like, you know, I need to see what you really are. So, as a woman, I do feel like, you know, we have to be beautiful with the person that we love. If we're in love with somebody, and we're going to marry them, we're going to be with them for the rest of our lives, that there has to be a clean slate of let them love you for who you are, because then, yeah, I do think that it's a, like an artificial thing, because you're pretty much lying to them. If you're glammed up every time you see this person, if you wake up like that for real, like just get up off the pillow, but you run to the bathroom and put all this facial stuff on, then it's not going to be, it's not real. And attraction isn't everything, but I feel like you're not being honest with your partner. And
that is
a factor of dating, that there is supposed to be honesty. And if that's not how you really look,
I don't want to hook up with Beyonce or Rihanna and wake up next to a dinosaur. I don't want to do that.
We're talking about hair and makeup. If you're balding and you're wearing a wig as a man, I don't want to find that out. I don't want my kids to be bald. Let me know. What we dating?
Kids to be bald.
What we going through? What you look like? You got receding hairline, all that. Same thing. Cross the board. Equal.
I'm sorry. We started late. We're ending late. If you could just give us one or two more minutes, author, cosmetologist, Reverend, friend, auntie, Miss Lisa Du Bois, and a summarizing, concluding, one or two minutes. Just if you could just summarize everything. Just leave women with something, some kind of counsel in the realm of beauty that they can take as it relates to their hair and their makeup, and just how important it is.
What I can leave women with for first and foremost, saying that I would pray that they would become confident and happy with the way God created them, because he didn't make a mistake. And to really understand what it means to be fearfully and wonderfully made, and to be made in his image, and a perfect image that is, and it really doesn't need to be altered or changed or anything of that magnitude. And moving forward in using hair and makeup, you know, for the most part, I treat hair and makeup like a accessory, because that's what it is. Your shoes and your belts and your pocketbook, and it's not really that deep. Treat it that way, because like Coco said, that women are spending thousands and thousands of dollars on something that's temporary, and they still don't feel pretty. They still feel ugly, so which lets me know they still feel unattractive. Which lets me know that it's something internal going on with them. So you can put on all the weave that you want to put on. You can put in all the hair that you want to put in. And if you're not happy with yourself, it's not going to matter at all.
Yeah. Yes, that's real. That's real. There you have it. I think that's everything you need to hear and more. Once again, I'm sorry to you, Asia, and to you, Minister Lisa, for running so far behind. And I want to thank all of our listeners. I love you all. Asia, I love you dearly for the birthday video and for everything you do. And Minister Lisa Du Bois, Reverend Lisa Du Bois, I'll give you a call. I thank you so much for year after year participating and just giving us such quality content. You're always so fantastic. Love is the most important thing, people. Love yourself, love other people, love the truth. And love. It's not hard to love love. All you've got to do is love God, because God is love, and God did it. Okay? Appreciate y'all. We'll be doing next week. Next week, Pastor Sutton. Pastor Danny Sutton. Boy, am I glad I remembered. Next week, is your loved one's salvation your responsibility? Are you accountable for your loved ones? Pastor Danny Sutton next week on the Eric Terrell Show. Appreciate y'all.